This is Peebly.
And this is Fu Manchu.
This is Inane Discussion number 16.
We'd like to welcome you to Near Mint Minus's very first full audio Inane Discussion. This way, we cannot edit our ignorance nor our shame.
So, what are we talking about today?
Well, Inane Discussion, whichever number, is all about the goon number 12 and containment number 5.
Right.
Let's start with containment number 5. This is the end of the containment miniseries.
Alright, so let's talk all about containment. I mean, we can mention the whole thing.
This is an IDW, which means that it's the same amount of comic like all the other ones.
But it costs $4.99.
Exactly.
But they're not one of the big two, shall we say. I don't consider Image big.
Yeah.
They have a lot of comics at Image.
But I have to say, I have to say with IDW that you usually get your money's worth.
Yeah.
And I really thought that was the case with Containment. Big props to Eric Red, who was both creator and writer of this disgustingly horrific piece of literature.
Yeah, I tell you what, Containment was awesome. You know, I remember you writing about how it was kind of predictable with they had to get bitten and then other people became zombies, but in that last two issues, I mean, it was intense and it was just really great writing and really great storyboarding because Eric Red, and who's the artist on Containment?
The art is done entirely by Nick Stackle. Nick Stackle is the swing I'm going to take at that name.
Yeah, okay, well, Nick Stackle Swing was a great artist and apparently worked really well with Eric Red because if you look through the book, there's not that much written. There's a whole lot of, you know, pictorial storytelling.
And
it's done really well.
Very few of the speech bubbles get in the way of the art, which takes a lot of planning.
Right. We should mention that to either you, Nathan, or you, Adam, that read this.
our two devoted readers.
That actually, if you haven't checked this art out, you really should. I would put it, it's coarse. I don't want to say that it's less talented. It's less refined than like Ashley Wood, but yet at the same time, it's of that all of its own sort of genre. If you can have like just a blanket genre of people who draw different than everybody else.
It's a very inky and charcoal-y art, much in the vein of 30 Days of Night and that kind of horror, except for it's got a lot more detail to it than those generally tend to have. I have to say that the bad guy, Trumbo, is probably one of the sleaziest scumbags that has ever been a villain in a comic book.
Yeah, because it's not often in comic books that they, even in the writing or the art. Now, let me say this. Without it being one of those black and white jobbers that come out of some 33-year-old's basement, it's still a bit of an independent comic, but IDWs kind of get, you know, mainstream, and yet there is still many the reference to passionate necrophilia.
Indeed. If I had to sum up this comic book series in two words, it would be nerve-wracking and gruesome.
That's four words. No, three. I don't know math.
You don't have to count the and.
Is nerve-wracking one word? Said two words.
Nerve-wracking, then.
It's one word, people.
Obviously.
Nerve-wracking. It's when nerves are racked.
Nerve-raction, I believe, is the word that I was looking for.
Right. But I would really love to see Stackle Swing and Eric Red work together. Eric Red, by the way, great pirate. From the end of the Middle Ages.
You know, his middle name is actually The.
Eric T. Red, that's what he goes by. We all know the T is an article. T-H-E. The. So,
all right.
You want to talk about the goon?
Let's move on to the goon number 12.
Before we say anything, I have to say, Eric Powell, hilarious and awesome. I mean, his art is is definitely great. It's with some, like, grotesque sort of cartooniness that is awesome and perfect for the Goon. But why do we have to wait so long for this comic to come out?
Yeah, it's pretty sporadic, and the best that you could hope for is about a 4-month wait.
Yeah. It's like he's working for Image. And then after Image clears his comic, they can send it over to Dark Horse.
It actually is Dark Horse.
I know, they can send it over to Dark Horse for Dark Horse to put out for us.
Yeah.
But Image has to clear the time scale first.
I'm glad I could stomp on that joke. I do like that the backstory is presented by a Spanish-speaking lizard, so I really have no idea what happened in the last issue.
I really like the fact that the whole drive of Dr. Alloy,
mm-hmm,
is the fact that people just won't eat his genetically enhanced cream corn.
I think that you really need to know that Eric Powell does all his own writing and art.
Yeah, which is a respectable thing.
Yeah, so that might explain a little
actually,
bit of the
delay. Actually, though, while we're on the subject, doing your own writing and art. So, you remember the guy, think back to WonderCon. The guy I'm thinking of, he did his own art and drawing, and his comic was a Mexican luchador with a zoot suit on. Remember?
Yeah.
What was the name of that comic? Spamundo.
There was that guy that was so anxious to find him.
Where's the man who writes Spamundo? I must have his name.
I must meet him.
Yeah. What was the name of that comic? I don't remember.
I just know that I like the Goon's right-hand man more than the Goon himself.
Yeah. Short stuff. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, he has no pupils.
Pupils are unimportant. Now, before we conclude this, I do think that we have to mention a couple of things. Gotham Knights, sad. This was the episode where we saw the terrible end to Poison Ivy.
Supposed. She'll be back. DC never lets anyone go for long.
But they also had a prominent young teenage girl who, with the same sort of powers, who came up and was actually, you know, I think maybe she's the replacement Poison Ivy.
With much larger tits.
You think?
That's how DC's going these days. They're going up and out.
All boob cell. I can glance over at your massive collection of Maxim magazine.
I don't care how many rebirths, strange conspiracies, alternate dimensions, copies, cyborgs, robots that DC can throw out to fix their terrible stories, as long as I get a heaving chest in the mix.
Heaving bosoms are grand.
And this concludes Innate Discussion Whatever, the very first
16, the first one. We'll keep this one raw.
Full audio.
We'll probably edit the rest. Bye-bye now.